Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's also get to Elliott Shore Parks because the Eagles got a win the other day, 2-1. It's been a strange season, not only locally, but across the entire National Football League. And Elliott joins us every Tuesday at this time, brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai, Elliott, right now. Good morning, Elliott.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Well, Elliott, when we met someone last Friday who told us that you once upon a time were incredibly stylish in gigantic clothes. His name was David Birnbaum, and he told us to say hi.
Wow.
You went to high school together.
That's right. Yeah.
He said, yeah. Elliott, more than anyone, wore gigantic clothes in the 90s.
He's not lying. I had on 3XL NBA jerseys.
Really?
Massive Jerbo jeans. Yeah, for sure.
That's great. I said it was cutting edge. Always fashionable.
Yeah. It cut out.
Always been on trend, exactly.
I don't know about that. All right, so Elliott, it was interesting. I saw some stuff you put out on social media after the game where you feel, and if you could just elaborate on this, that while there are negatives to discuss, I get the impression you think the town came down too hard on the Eagles on some of the negatives and did not embrace enough that it was a very impressive win against an undefeated team. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I think it's like the Mike Schmidt quote, right? Winning on Sunday and having to read about it on Monday. Like that's what Nick Sirianni has become to this team. And while it was not a perfect game, and I do disagree with some of the decisions he made, the reality is nobody thought they would win that game. Not me, not the fans, not the majority of media. So then to go down and win the game, it was not perfect. But I actually thought that it was the type of win that exactly shows how Nick benefits his team instead of hurts them. Like, that was a resilient win. This offseason, when Jeffrey Lurie talked about why the 2023 team crashed, he brought up resiliency. That was resiliency, in my opinion. I was at that dome. It is a hard place to play. I have seen it demolish other Eagles teams when the momentum gets going. And this team was resilient. So was it perfect? Absolutely not. It wasn't pretty, but it was absolutely an encouraging win.
Elliott, what's the deal from the NFL? Is there a follow-up for that offensive lineman who really, I mean, it was over the top what he did to Darius Slay, driving him basically into the bench. That was dirty, and I'm just wondering what's happening now with all of that.
I'll just tell you this, Sean. I wondered if the guy was going to get kicked out during the game. I didn't think he would have, but I thought it was the kind of thing where it comes into focus as a possibility. That was very excessive.
Yeah, so obviously there's a process throughout the week where they review those things. Today's Tuesday. My guess is maybe even today or Wednesday we'll hear back about if there's going to be a fine. I don't think there'll be a suspension, after it, but yeah, no question about it. I mean, that was overall, and the Saints were on the worst end of it for sure in terms of what they did. But that was an extremely physical, emotional game. Like, I've covered
a lot of
games. That was one of the more intense ones I've covered. So, yeah, that was, that was definitely not a great play by him.
Well, what about the Devontae Smith concussion play? I mean, that looked dirty also.
And Elliott, I put that more on the leg, man, meaning the refs. They got to blow the whistle. I mean, Elliott, he caught the ball in the 36. He was struck by the guy on the 31. They still hadn't blown the whistle, even though he'd already been pushed back 5 yards. That's a joke.
Yeah. And look, especially when you talk about, you don't want players to get hurt in any capacity, but especially when we're talking about head injuries, for that to happen, I 100% agree. I mean, that should have been penalized play during the game. I would not be surprised at all if he's fined for that, a helmet-to-helmet hit. But yeah, no question about it. That is definitely was not a good hit.
What is the word on Devontae's health this week? Is there the possibility that we will have him available? How slow does this turnaround take?
Yeah, so obviously with the concussion, everybody's different, right? And so he is in the protocol right now. Lane Johnson also in the protocol. And generally, when players are in the protocol, it is hard for them to turn around and play the upcoming Sunday. Now, the one benefit the Eagles do have is for like the third time in the past 26 games, they actually have a 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. game. So, you're not talking about going from Thursday or from Monday. Like, they have a full week. But You know, in general, when players are in the concussion protocol, it's hard to recover in time. So at this point, I would say, you know, you probably have to plan for them not to be out there on Sunday.
And we heard that Britton Covey, after the game, had a sling. I mean, this is major, being that he's a return guy. We've got a new return scheme. We could actually utilize this return scheme. What do we do in Covey's case, and what's the word on his injury?
Yeah, so he was in a sling after the game. You know, our very own legend, Merrill Reese, said Britton Covey told him that he had suffered a broken bone. So obviously, if that's the case, combined with the fact that he's in a sling, you would think that Covey is likely headed to IR, or at the very least, going to be out a few weeks. So he's a big loss. I mean, you know, I know 2 years ago we were all crushing the special teams, but they've become one of the better units, if not, you know, the best unit, frankly, in the league. And Covey's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big part of that. So he's a big loss there. And then at receiver, they're so banged up with AJ, Devontae, that he was actually, you know, probably potentially in line to start this Sunday if he was healthy. So, you know, there's options on the practice squad, but they don't have a ton of experience. Paris Campbell will probably get elevated, I would think, from the practice squad to the 53-man roster. And then you look at a guy like maybe John Ross, who's still unsigned, but spent all offseason with the team. So, yeah, if AJ and Devontae don't play, they definitely have some maneuvering to do.
Nick Sirianni with us in 10 minutes here. Elliot right now on the Birds. Of course, we're also talking a lot about the Phillies, who last night won the division. Elliot, let's talk about the starting quarterback of the Eagles. Now, we can go short picture, you know, small picture with the game itself, but let's broaden it out here a bit. I said yesterday, I'll stand by it, I think Jalen is only a slightly above average quarterback. Do you believe that's accurate? Do you think he's better than that? Do you think he's worse than that? Where does Jalen net out for you right now?
I think he's right there. He is a quarterback that can definitely make special plays, and we saw that. I mean, week two against Atlanta, he had a lot of really special running plays. He's made some really nice throws this season. But the reality is, when we want to talk about why the Eagles struggle to win, why they, like, you know, on Sunday, maybe why it wasn't the most impressive win people want to say, it's because of Jalen. It's not because of Nick. It's because of Jalen. If you look this year, teams, when they lose the turnover battle, are 7-26 this year. Since week one of last year, when the Eagles lose the turnover battle, they are 7-6. So they are winning despite Jalen in a lot of ways, despite the fact that he is turning the ball over more than any other quarterback in the NFL. So we can talk about his improvements against the blitz, which is absolutely true. We can talk about some of the great throws he makes and how he's being a better leader. None of that matters if he turns it over at the rate he does. They have the team to win a Super Bowl. The defense is good. The offensive line is better. They have the coaching staff to do it. What they don't have is a quarterback that can take care of the ball, and that is their biggest problem by far.
You know, I get the impression, Elliot, that
he can.
Well,
and he needs to improve at that part, but we've seen in the past that that was an aspect of his game that we had confidence in.
So, but here's the only thing I would push back on that on. I think that we're elevating 2022 as if it's the norm. If you look at his play in general, now I know it was his rookie year, so take it for what it's worth. But if you go from when he became the starter with Doug to now, he has pretty consistently turned the ball over almost once a game. I think he has 53 turnovers in 59 games. And obviously 2022, there was not a ton. So if you remove that year, he's turning it over more than once a game on average. So while I do agree, Richie, like in the past, we have said he's a quarterback that takes care of the ball. We might have to accept that is no longer who he is and really isn't who he has been.
I think we need to find out who
he is. Well, we will find out
and
one way or the other.
We're on the verge in this season
Elliot, Elliot, I get the impression that you think the town is not only too hard on Nick Sirianni, but way too hard on him. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's completely accurate. I think the attempted tush-push at the end of the first half is not what I would have done. I would have absolutely kicked the field goal there. That would have been my read on it. But if you look at that game overall, I think he got most of the fourth down decisions correct. Trusting Jake Elliott to kick a field goal, I was good with that. Going forward on fourth and four when you were at like the Saints 45, I was good with that. Early in the game, he goes for it on fourth down. They get it. They're in the red zone, and they're about to score, and Jalen throws an interception. So was the end of the first half bad? Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. But ultimately, the fact that yesterday this guy had to spend all day hearing that they won despite him, that's not true. That is covering up for the quarterback. The quarterback has been the issue.
But that interception thrown by the quarterback, I put that on Devontae Smith, not the quarterback. So I
disagree with that. We can certainly debate the specifics. At the top of the route, did Devontae get pushed off? Yes, maybe. Now, the week before against Atlanta, they ran a similar play, and that ball is caught way further back in the end zone than it was there. So did Jalen throw it too early, causing Devontae to get hit in the middle of his route? Maybe, but regardless, Jalen's the one that throws the ball, and Tyrann Mathieu was sitting right there waiting to make it. So I thought it was an arm strength issue and a decision issue by Jalen there.
Interesting.
It's a Devontae needs to come back and make his quarterback right.
I think it's a hard to know for sure whose fault it is.
It's trust the receiver. The receiver needs to make the quarterback trust him.
I mean, I'll say this. If Devontae was supposed to cut that a little bit cleaner, you know, put his foot in the ground and cut to the left quicker and cleaner, and that might be the case, but there's still a very, very small window. You can get it in there, but it's a small window. Because to your point, Elliot, there's two defenders right there. Like, that has to be pinpoint precise or you got a big problem.
For sure, but I feel like we're doing a little bit of what we did with Carson in 2020, which is for the first few weeks, it was actually it's Doug's fault. Actually, he doesn't have any receivers. Actually, it's this. And then what ended up happening was he just had trouble taking care of the ball. Yep. So could Devontae have run a better route? Yes. But the reality is the quarterback is the one that for the last year and a half has turned the ball over at an alarming rate.
Okay. Elliot, we'll talk to you next week or I think later this week before the Tampa game. Thank you, Elliot.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.